Chapter 1. Emmett Walsh never thought he'd find himself in the middle of a fairy tale, but if Johnny Meehan didn't answer his door and produce Emmett's prized pig, he was going to huff and puff and most definitely blow something down. He prayed with each plodding step on the way to the stone cottage, fists clenched at his sides, that it wouldn't come to actual blows. He just wanted what belonged to him. He had paid Irish Revivals a fortune to source this collector's item, and he refused to put up with any more of Johnny Meehan's shenanigans. If Meehan was trying to hold out for more money, he was going to regret it. The agreed-upon sum was quite a dear one. It was done and dusted, and Johnny Meehan was going to hand it over today. This rare gem, a cast-iron pig for the garden, was once owned by a Japanese princess. Imagine that now. Emmett smiled as the photograph from the catalogue rose before him like a mirage in the desert, making his trek slightly less intolerable. The mud was thick here, something between a bog and a bother. The earthy scent of the Galway Bay was strong, effortlessly carried by the breeze that also succeeded in blowing stray hairs of his white beard into his mouth as he trudged onward. This hadn't been the plan when he woke up this morning. Johnny should have met him at the door to the salvage mill. How had it come to this, being forced to invade a man's home? Johnny Meehan had left him no choice. He had Emmett's money, didn't he? Why was he torturing Emmett? He saw the pig in his mind's eye. It was photographed sitting in the garden next to that beautiful Asian princess. The cast-iron pig was about a foot high, sitting on its bottom, the mouth open in a laugh, the hands, would you call them hands, like, resting on its full belly, legs splayed out, mouth, snout, open in a laugh. The patina of green around the ears, gorgeous. And instead of hooves, this little piggy had tiny fingers and toes, eyes so open and real he could almost see the twinkle in them. And that was only from a photo. Emmett couldn't wait to feel the heft of the little piggy in his hands. Everything was made with plastic these days. Bollocks. Give him cast iron. Give him quality. Give him an item owned by royalty. He could not wait. Yet wait he had. He had waited and waited and waited. No more. The sun was coming up over Galway. There wasn't a moment to waste. He picked up his pace, sweat breaking out on his brow. He was already so in love. He would set the pig in front of his prize-winning rose bushes in the garden. It had taken Johnny Meehan an entire year to track the pig to a banker in Manchester, England, and another 6 months to convince him to sell. Emmett had paid dearly, both in desire and euro. Johnny Meehan was not going to get away with this. The miscreant was hiding from him. Meet me at the mill bright and early and we'll work it out. What did that mean? Work it out. The Savage Mill was shuttered and locked tight. What kind of dirty trick was this? Irritation had morphed into rage. Emmett was Johnny Meehan's best client, his wealthiest client, and he would not tolerate this kind of disrespect. Maybe he would put Johnny Meehan out of business. Ben Kelly was mad to buy the mill, turn it into a boxing school. If Johnny's customers lost trust in him, he'd be forced to sell. Maybe Emmett would buy Irish Revivals. At least he'd have a place to store his treasures. Could all this have something to do with the shady folks Johnny surrounded himself with? Snakes they were. Maybe it was time Emmett told Johnny everything he knew. Up until now he had kept the secrets to himself. Leave well enough alone was his motto. He was just the messenger, and messengers never fared well. Neither did sneaks. And truth be told, he had snooped around the mill a bit. Who could blame him? He had every intention of keeping his nose clean. But now Johnny's poor taste in people was affecting Emmett. Someone was messing with him. It would not stand. He was going to get to the bottom of this right here and now. If he had to point fingers, then so be it. He would start.